The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went up the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, the gospel that we have today to celebrate the feast of Saints Simon and Jude is really a foundational gospel for us. We hear a good bit, and we see throughout the gospel that Jesus is working a renewal of Israel mission in the midst of God's people. And part of that is that he is to gather the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. And so when he calls 12 to himself, we're supposed to see that loud and clear. Yeah, Jesus is God's anointed king, come to gather Israel, and so to the whole world together in praise of Almighty God, in recovery of humanity's vocation to praise God and to bring God's love to life in the world. So that's the grand theme of today, as we see Jesus' naming of the apostles. But there's a lot that goes into this scene, the kind of personal detail of the passage that we'd just gloss over if we use it simply as, say, theological treatise material. Want to think about this. I mean, Jesus praying. How many times do we see in the Gospels Jesus is praying? How much more so is our prayer important to us? Prayer, the foundation of Jesus' life. Jesus, who is the Son of God, taking time to be in communion with his Heavenly Father, and especially at these crucial times, right, where he's making these big decisions. How about us? Do we pray throughout the day? Do we ask God what it is he wants of us to do? Do we find ourselves with roadblocks in our lives and feel like we're on our own? We don't seek recourse in prayer to God. God, why did you intend this to be? But how can you help me persevere here? How would you like me to proceed? Right? How can I move forward with the vocation that you have entrusted to me, with the great calling that you've given me? And I think then prayer, of course, has to be foundational in our lives. And I think then the second kind of personal detail of the passage that really springs to life to me is just what it would have meant to the 12 to have heard their names called by Jesus. The disciples, and some, I mean, I don't know, some of it is like, I think the playground, you know, they're out there picking teams and Jesus is, and there's a big like crowd of kids and Jesus is like that one, that one, that one, that. And it's like, oh man, it feels kind of elitist, you know, like, I mean, I don't know what your experience was of being like the first picked or the last picked, or perhaps somewhere in the middle. I'm not sure that it was such a happy experience, but there's a lot even there, because when Jesus is choosing these 12 for himself, I mean, you can bet your bottom dollar that there were guys, there were people in that disciple crowd who were looking at the 12 who were chosen and going, what? I mean, even here, right, when we say Simon was called a zealot, a contemporary translation of zealot would be hothead, right? Simon, who was called a hothead, like, oh, what? Why that guy? But then some people would have said, yeah, Simon hothead, like, definitely, because they've got to take on Rome, right? But Peter, I mean, yeah, Mr. Spontaneity, but can he really be trusted, right? Can Simon really be trusted with this great mission? And so on, right, so on and so forth. And we see, of course, Saints Simon and Jude in here as well. But I want to think of that personal detail because it's important for us to think of Jesus calling the names of the apostles, because guess what? Today Jesus calls our name. He says your name. Leon, Martha, Ron. I'm not going to go through. Take us too long. But he's calling everybody's name. Ed. He's calling everybody's name. He's calling us by name today. And he's calling us by name so that we can have that experience. We're chosen by the mercy of God in order to bring his merciful love to every corner of creation. Think about what the 12 apostles and everyone since has accomplished. The message has gone out to all the world. And today, Jesus wants you to bring his good news, his merciful love, to the little corner of creation that you inhabit. And he calls you by name and entrusts to you this great mission. And he knows, just like when you read this list, you know, that guy's going to screw up. And this guy's a bit of a... He just can't handle it. And this guy... Okay, the same with us. The same with us. And he does it anyway. His plan is better than our failure, right? His plan is stronger than our weakness. And he's called each of us today to bring his merciful love into the world. And we follow the great example of the apostles, broken and weak and limited men though they were, they have brought God's healing love to every corner of creation. It's ours to follow them, do the same.